and the pub.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Yeah, I know. So there's a rumour for you. He's moving to Melbourne with his girlfriend.
Well, Don, we're on air.
Oh, hang on. I've got to go now. Yeah. Everybody's going off because see ya.
Don, extraordinary that you'd make a phone call just as we're starting to record.
Well, now, we've gone for half an hour, work this machine.
Now, I don't want to usurp...
I was filling in time.
I don't want to usurp Phoebe's job. We got Phoebe to come in and cover for you while you're up tampering around with your horses up in far north Queensland. So maybe you should be the host, or like you know, you should introduce all this, Phoebe, or else, we'll do it together. So how are you, Phoebe?
Sam, I'm terrific, thank you. And I'm here this morning. It's Wednesday morning when we're recording this, and I am here because, as you correctly say, I've been keeping Don's seat warm for the last couple of weeks. And Don's back from his horse holiday in Queensland, and I just thought it was perhaps proper that I did a handover. I handed the baton back to you, Don, or handed...
I wouldn't hand
Yes, it's very warm, Fiona. There's only a little part of it that's warm, so there's a compliment, Fiona.
Here I am worried about getting a bit larger
Don
in my old age.
Has no idea and is dysfunctional at all this stuff. I wouldn't hand anything over to him. Just ask him some questions and maybe he can pipe up when he gets an answer formulated in the back of his brain.
Okay, I'm going to jump in. Don, tell us about your road trip. Tell us about being on the road with your horses. So where did you go? Tell us where you went to start with.
I started at Bourke, went up, I stopped. I won't tell you where I stopped because they'll come after me one the first night. I've never put
what,
in...
What's that, Don?
Well, I stopped at somewhere I shouldn't have stopped with the horses.
You shouldn't have stopped illegally.
I think they'll come after me if I say where I stopped. So I will not stay where I stopped the first
night. Excuse me, Don. So you've got the horses in the back of your truck.
Yes, but I took them out and put them somewhere where I shouldn't have.
Like what you did with Barney McCusker in Mount Gambier when you stopped.
I pinched his hay.
You pinched his hay and he saw you pinch his hay and he didn't know who you were and he reported you to the police.
And
you had to say, no, it's Don Scott, Barney. And he said, oh, Don, I'd give you the hay. How about the courtesy of saying, could I feed my horses? So is this what happened up there?
Yeah, I'm a bit like you, rude, and I just assume and I just do what I want to do.
Now, that's ignorance, Don.
Well, you're ignorant.
I'm not ignorant.
Oh!
Tell us about your travels. So what happened?
Anyway, I get to this place, worst night I've put in. I've never been so cold. Oh, I was cold on the way home at West Wyalong. But very cold. Then got to Bourke. I want to talk to Ben Fordham when he comes on about...
Ivan.
I got pictures of Ivan.
We've created a monster out of Ivan. Have you seen pictures of Ivan? He wandered up, muscled his way into Ben Fordham's doctor's studio.
You've created another
had
monster.
Photos taken with the doc. The doc's got his arm around him. He was behind the microphone. We've created a monster.
He's living the dream.
Alfred E. Newman, I called him. Okay. Do you remember Alfred E. Newman in the Mad Comics?
Of course I do, yeah. Mad Magazine. Don, go on with the Phoebe's question about...
The roads are shocking, Phoebe. On the way back, I got caught. The only reason I came back, very lucky, I could have still been there in the flood. Very, very lucky. I got out in half an hour. And
where did you end up? So where?
I was about 80 k's north of Gatton. So I was going to do the shows up there, but the rain came.
Oh, so you didn't do any shows?
I did one show at Gatton. Shane Crawford came along.
All you did, Don, was obstinately and pigheadedly get in that truck with those silly fucking horses. Only because you didn't want to go to the Hawthorne induction of the team of the century or whatever it was, and you belligerently got in your truck. You had no intention of riding in any gymkhanas or any shows. You just had an excuse to say, I had something to drink and eat with Jeff Kennett yesterday at his man cave, and Ben Dixon and Jason Dunstall. And he said, Where is Don as we speak? And I said, Jeff, he's gone up. He said, he did that deliberately, didn't he? He said, we were going to just have a meeting about whether, and he's over, he's dysfunctional. No, he didn't say that. I said he's dysfunctional. I said he's the most eccentric man I've ever met, Jeff. He said, yes, he appears that way, doesn't he? So I spoke to Jeff and Jason and Ben.
You wouldn't have got much out of Jason. He's socially introverted.
No, Jason fires up when he's just...
What, pissed with a few whiskies?
He had a couple of drinks,
how
I'll
many?
Be honest. No, he wasn't pissed.
Did you scrape him off the floor?
No, he wasn't pissed. He's antisocial, the chief.
Is he? Like you?
And like you.
It would be an interesting conversation if the three of us went out, wouldn't it?
Anyhow, I said, actually, Jeff, Don was a stout defender of yours with that Cyril Rioli saga about the torn jeans and his missus and all that.
He said, was he? He said, yes, well, I haven't... No, he's quite a different person, isn't he? I said, different? He's fucking mad.
So anyhow, so I digress. Go ahead.
Why were you there? You're not a Hawthorn player. Why were you at that gathering?
Because Jeff asked me, invited me. He likes to have...
entertainment. Did you put your act on?
He likes to have social intercourse with some of his friends. I'm a friend of Jeff's. And it was a very, very lovely evening at his man cave. You want to see his man cave?
I've been to his man cave.
In what capacity,
yes.
Phoebe?
I've been there attending a function that he was having.
Yes,
he's a private function. And
it's an extraordinary...
It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
But he's amazing. I think Jeff's amazing.
He's a Scotch connoisseur. He's a single malt Scotch connoisseur. He said, do you want a drink, Sam? And I said, I don't drink, Jeff. He said, have a single malt. I said, did you not hear me? I don't drink. All right. He said, well, get fucked.
We need to get... You and I need to set a plan in motion to get Don and Jeff in the same room together and preferably... on this podcast together.
He's been in once.
Yeah. I know, but I think
coming
it's time
in for 6 months.
It's time to bring you two back together.
No.
And actually, I'm going to just jump in here, Don. You deliberately, Sam is right, you deliberately did leave the state with your horses to spite that particular night.
How do you
night.
Know that?
Because you've told me.
What do you think? We're stupid.
Yes.
We can read between the lines. And I can
it cost
read you.
Me a fortune I in fuel.
I know, I can read you like an open book.
It cost me a fortune. It cost me $4,000 in fuel.
Yeah.
To go up and back to Queensland.
Just to spite Jeff Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
To not attend a dinner.
Yes.
Don.
$4,000 it cost
me. Well, at least we got him to concede that hitherto up until now.
Also the damage to my truck coming back on that bloody Newell Highway. I am now fixing all the light globes. My fridge is, I can't say fucked. Because I want to bring that up too.
So we'll bring what up?
The word fuck.
Oh.
Do you, Don?
Yes.
Do you know?
I watched the show last night.
Do you know what fuck means?
Do we have to have this conversation?
No, Phoebe.
Phoebe, listen. I want to bring this up,
Phoebe,
and talk about this because I watched
the word fuck is an acronym. Do you
all
know? Right. No, it is. F-U-C-K means for unlawful carnal knowledge.
Okay.
Now that's a fact.
Really?
People, the origins of fuck, it's just a made-up word. It's an acronym like Qantas or UNESCO, or fuck is for unlawful carnal knowledge. That's what it means.
Now,
so
listen,
I don't want to get you into trouble with your employer, but that's we've told that is actually a fact.
Now, I watched a show last night on television. Very, very, very entertaining. Miriam Margolyes?
Yes, Margolyes.
Margolyes, is that her name? Sorry.
On the ABC?
She says she's a naturalised Australian.
She
is. Really like this woman. She's way out. She went to Bendigo on her travels. Also the polo. She was trying to establish whether there was a class society in Australia.
Has this got something to do with
Shut
the
up,
word?
It's come up with the word fuck. She was using the word fuck all the time. Then she said she was shit. She was
scared.
All that. Oh, I want to have a shit, or I'm packing. Oh, wow, this woman is really out there.
Yet you like her, do you?
Beg your pardon?
You like her.
I like the show. She talks about being a fat Jewish lady, a lesbian or a dyke. And she really, that is a really Australian sense of humour, isn't it, that we take
Yeah, maybe you could ring her up and she could speak dirty to you over the phone.
Maybe she could come in and do a podcast. Yeah, you think that'd be very entertaining. I don't know whether we get a wheeler through the thing. She's on it. She sits in a wheeler. I think she's souped it up. You know those things they drive? You know those people who can't walk?
She's 81. And
is she 81?
Yes. And she's a very well-respected actress.
She's got a good mind.
Absolutely.
Very sharp.
And she does these, sort of docu-series, which are screened on the ABC. And Sam, I know you have little kids in your life who I suspect are Harry Potter fans. She has appeared in Harry Potter movies, so they would probably know more about her than you would.
J.K. Rowling's.
J.K.
But she's got a diverse range of characters she interviews and situations. Would you shut up? She goes into... I didn't realise all these people existed around Bendigo. But she went to other places, Apollo and whatever. And what I bring up is the fact that here she is using these profanities. And I was interviewed on a podcast last week.
Mm.
And I got a little bit carried away. They, you know, when you get in a podcast, you seem to...
And you said for unlawful carnal knowledge, did you?
Yes, I did. And then it was picked up by 3AW, that interview.
That you swore?
Well, I don't know, but obviously... And I was warned by Tim Lane to watch my language before I went on live radio.
Don, which podcast did you do?
Tim's an analytic, isn't he? An amiable analytic.
An amiable analytic?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Well, he's analytical.
Analytical.
He's amiable. He's not a driver, an aggressive...
I know what those two words mean, but when you put them together, what do you mean he's an amiable...
Well, he's analytic and he's an amiable. He's friendly and he's analytic, isn't he?
I'm familiar with what the word means.
I'm talking about personality
traits. So he analyses what you say when you speak to him, does he? Well, who doesn't do that? We do that on a daily basis here.
You're
trying to work out what you're talking about.
You're just an emotional.
Emotional.
You're not amiable. You're not friendly. You're a bit of a driver to a degree. I don't know what you are.
You're reading these.
I know I am because I had my memories going. My memory's going. I've got to give a shout out this morning.
You've got the brain of a scorpion.
I have.
You've written down the things you want to bag me about.
Exactly.
You've written down derogatory names and you've read them all out. You're a pompous, arrogant prick. You've written them all down.
I know. Because my memory's failing me.
Your scope of vocabulary.
Welcome back, Don.
Phoebe, this is on the social media. Someone said, because Shane Crawford, and we send our condolences to Shane. It's been public knowledge that his brother's no longer with us, so I've done that privately, but we're saying, but he filmed Don at one of the Estetfords. Do you know what an Estetford is? Anyhow, I bet you can't spell it.
But I saw this bloke at the end of the... Fiona, you've
just
been to
a minute,
shows.
Don. I was
I'm
on
wearing
a,
my riding boots today.
I was on a theme, Don.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've got my riding boots on.
And you whip?
In the car.
Excuse me. Shane Crawford filmed you on the Estetford, the only Estetford that you're
That's
in.
That's a singing thing, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, it's a jamboree.
They have one at Ballarat, don't they? Baker Street.
It's a Scottish jamboree of... And it doesn't
Dancing.
Matter. Anyhow.
Singing.
So he filmed you on the horses jumping over these little small jumps and he sent the footage to Dr. Ben Fordham. And Dr. Ben showed me... And then he put it on, we mentioned it last week, and Joe Stewart, who on the social media said, Samuel, can you upload the video and commentary of Don competing at the equestrian? So I'm telling you publicly, without me getting back to you privately, Joe, I don't know how to upload anything. We don't know if even this is broadcasting at the minute. I can't upload, but we have very good footage.
Commentary down at Werribee
At Werribee. You should have seen Don puncing around there, seriously. And we did a wonderful commentary of Don getting his horse to
Why
jump
Why don't we
over.
Do a documentary, he you and I, a travelogue, travelling around Australia.
Don would go towards these jumps, which were no bigger than higher than a cigarette packet, and his sphincter would tighten up. You could see
what?
His sphincter.
What's a sphincter?
That's your ass. His sphincter would tighten up as he got to the jump, and I thought, he's not tightening up to go over that jump. The horse just stepped over it, and Don went, he's going, then the horse went,
Don went, hoo, up, and over it went. And the horse just walked over it, and Don made a big show out of it as though he was jumping over a fence that was 12 foot high. And down he came, Don, and his little hat jumped up and down, and his tunic flared out, and he farted. Oh, seriously. And we bought the horse. He bought the horse over to speak. Don rode over as proud as punch as though he had like a dog with a tin dick. He came over and he said, I said, Don, I'm going to interview the horse rather than you. So the horse, I spoke to the horse and the horse went. And Don's sitting there proud as a dog. Oh, fair dinkum. You've got to see it. You could make a reality show out of this man's imbecility.
You know something? We're going to do a road trip to Werribee very soon, Sam. In spring when the jumping season is back, and I think we need to see Don in action again. Get those horses going, Don.
Anyhow, there's a whole lot of very serious topic, and not serious topics, but things that we should speak about, Don.
Well, I'd like to talk about Rex Hunt.
Well,
does he look, he's in the pictorial, Sun Pictorial, he looks like something off the Himalayas, the way he's bent over. What do they call it? Abominable snowman.
Abominable.
Or the Yeti.
Yeah, the abominable
snowman. He's
got snowman.
Boots, he's got your Fiona, I think he's got boots on.
He's got leggings on, he's wearing
Rex
leggings.
Apparently.
Leggings over his jeans.
Under his shorts.
So Fiona, what did Rex...
Hang on.
He's got
shorts on. Yes, I thought they came down to his...
No, he wears shorts over his tight training pants. So, Fiona, you're going to read out what the Rex has allegedly have done.
Yes.
And then I'm going to ring him, see if he answers the phone.
Okay, so Rex has got himself into a bit of drama because he was filmed brandishing a gardening fork and having...
and having an
interaction with... another motorist down in Beaumaris. That was yesterday. That was Tuesday. Now, there has been apparently there's no police report or anything like that, and apparently there was some prior interaction between the pair of them before this video started being taken.
Hang on. So somebody's actually got their phone out and videoed this.
It's dash cam footage.
What do you call it?
Dash cam footage. So it's the camera in the car that is filmed.
Somebody else, a third party.
Yes. And so this interaction has happened.
Andy Warhol's
and it
gone.
Ended up... on the news last night, it's
so
in the paper today.
So they sell this to the newspaper?
No, they don't sell it, no.
What, really, do you give it to the newspaper?
The reality is, actually, can I just stop on that point? There's this idea that, you know, there's a lot of money changing hands for videos and, you know, people are still in this day and age making a lot of money out of selling stories to magazines. It just doesn't exist anymore. There might be a very small amount of money.
Don makes a very good point, Phoebe. Mm. How would the paper get it if the man didn't want to be an Andy Warhol,
I can tell
famous
you how the paper
for 15
got it.
Seconds
the
in his life
it was
by
a,
giving it,
it
to the paper?
It was a Channel 9 exclusive and the images in the paper are taken, they're stills from the Channel 9 report.
That's good, that's fine. But
so Channel 9 don't, excuse me John, so Channel 9 don't pay for this footage?
I would be surprised if Nine's paid
how
for the
how did they
footage.
Get it? Because the bloke sent
the bloke's
it in.
The bloke's got to do it.
Possibly,
so he wants,
yes.
So he wants to be famous. He just wants to have his little moment in the sun. So as I understand it, Rex is 100% in the right.
Mm-hmm.
He had his car sideswiped.
Mm-hmm.
This is me saying this, so I'm alleging this. I'm not... I'm not...
Yes. This is what you understand happened.
Yes. And he, the bloke, didn't concede that he had, and Rex went and said, "Well, hang on a minute," and
came across
a bit of an no. The other bloke was just as aggressive as Rex.
What did he have in his hand?
I'm going to ring Rex.
Yeah. Well, you tried before. He wouldn't answer.
I know. Well, he probably
won't. Well, he answered my. Do you want me to call him? Because he'll answer my call.
Well,
I think the whole thing is unfortunate, and I do feel like perhaps getting the gardening fork out of the car was not the best decision
Why?
To make.
Don't you carry a bar or anything in
no,
your car?
No, I do not. I don't I carry do. A bar in my car. And
well, you need one because you never know when somebody's going to come and attack you.
Oh, my God.
No, he's not answering me.
Okay, well, I'll try him.
I don't know. You can't do it because you're not Bluetoothed into the machine here.
Okay.
Anyway, Rex just continues to make headlines at the moment. He certainly has had a hectic few weeks.
Anyhow, so
it's been put down as a, it's being described in media as a road rage incident, but you're making the point and I'm making the point that there's no police report on any of this.
No, and he is right. The bloke, as I understand it, did a runner, sort of.
I'm going to just move
didn't
this...
didn't stop.
I'm going to move this on a little bit to the point of... I think Don was sort of making the point about where did the footage come from. One thing that I do think has become quite a talking point in the last few weeks is just how much surveillance there is in the community of people. And a lot of this conversation has come out of a show that Channel 10 has on air at the moment. It's a reality show called Hunted.
I saw that the other week.
Yes.
I didn't understand.
So this is a game show. It's a cat and mouse show where there's teams that are on the run and then there's a team of hunters that are trying to track them down. And they are simulating the types of information that government agencies can access if they are trying to... I think it's a good show, but I think it's a show that wakes you up as to what footage is out there and the digital footprint that we all leave behind us.
Channel 10 are almost surpassing in the ratings 9 and 7, aren't they?
This show's doing well.
Not in general. Good, thank you for clearing that up.
But certainly this show has performed well over... It's only been on for 2 weeks so far. It's a 9-episode series.
10 had 7 on the run at the minute.
No. The ratings roll around. The one thing I think you would say at the moment is that traditional loyalty that was there to a commercial network doesn't exist to the degree that it used to, Sam. You know, the viewers are... Perhaps the older viewer is still very much loyal to a particular network, but in the younger audiences coming through, they're not. They will just move around where the
programming is. Wouldn't they all be on Netflix or one of those things?
Well, that's where the audiences have absolutely fractured because of streaming. There's so much more choice. And you can, you know, if you don't like what's on 9 or if you don't watch on 7, you can go and have a look at Stan, you can have a look at Netflix, you can have a look at goodness knows what. I mean, I watch a lot of Disney Plus. Disney Plus.
What's that? Cartoons?
It's another streaming service.
I love Disney. You watch. Is it Fantasia and all that
shit?
No, I don't. You do.
I do not.
You've got something wrong with you.
Oh, Don. I watched The Kardashians, if you must.
What?
Yes, that's The Kardashians. I watched that.
What is that?
That's the lass with the huge ass, Don. That she's had implants into her butt.
You're joking.
Yeah, you put a tray of drinks on the back of her ass.
Why would you make your ass bigger?
Because she thinks it's sexy, I presume. I don't know.
Is that what you've had done, Fiona?
Oh, God, no.
Do you think that's... do you think she's attractive, that look, that huge bottom look?
I clearly haven't had any work done. I'm just not into it, and that's my choice. I'm not going to judge her on...
Johnny's had a lot of the work done.
Well, you've... Look, let's be honest, at this table...
That's public knowledge. I've said that.
I'm just not into that sort of body modification, and she is good on her. There's a lot of
women. Can you take the implants out?
Yeah, because they're not. Some people have butt implants, and other people just have fat deposits. No, it's fat.
Bag.
A lot of it is just fat they're having put into their bottoms to give them a more rounder shape. From other parts of their body. Some places, but other people are having butt implants to give them a rounder buttock. But again, it's choice.
I thought women had to have big busts, narrow at the hip.
I think that's a very 80s idea.
No. Oh, no, you'll get Alice in Wonderland up and about.
Stop it. No, don't do that.
Who, Alice?
I can say, you get Alice in Wonderland.
Stop it.
Who's Alice in Wonderland?
Stepping in here, we're going to keep moving forward.
Who's Alice in Wonderland?
Stop it, let's move forward.
Someone trying to make herself famous on the back of being a parasite. So Phoebe, if you're a woman and your shoulder, if your hips are wider than your shoulders,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, and if you're a man and your gut sticks out further than your chest.
You're in real trouble.
Yeah, you're in real trouble. They're my just rule of thumb things about the sexes and the way you look.
The concept of beauty changes a lot because when I was younger, and I say the 80s, when I was growing up in the 80s, it was all about that quite Amazonian look for women, where you did have broad shoulders and a
narrow,
you
know, at the hip.
Yes, almost like a Barbie. Almost like a Barbie look. Oh, narrow hips. Jesus, you know,
didn't that look
more
good?
Sort of shaping the chest and a broad shoulder? And it's changed a lot. You know, with the Kardashians have created
now they have overweight models doing catwalk,
which. Honestly, Sam, I'm not saying that's a, I think that's good because that reflects other
Fiona,
women,
what do you think
in,
as a woman?
In the world.
No, it's not good at all.
It is.
No, it's not. I tell you what, if I was a dress designer, I don't want heifers walking down the catwalk.
Don't say that. That is so rude.
I don't want large women. I want to see my clothes represented on good-looking people.
Do you want to sell clothes?
Yes.
Well, you need to make... clothing that suits all shapes and sizes.
Well, no, you've got to make extra sizes. There's no double extra SS anymore. It's all double extra large.
If you saw a Naomi, whatever her name is.
We are a decadent society. I sit down and have a coffee at some show. What do you think of these women that wear tights and they've got thunder thighs?
No, Don.
I am one of them.
Yeah, no, what? Don.
I wear tights and
Don.
I'm not. I don't have particularly toned thighs.
It's all right for women to wear tights and have thunder thighs. I'm just talking, if you're selling clothing at a fashion extravaganza, you want good-looking men and women to wear your clothes, and the people who are overweight and don't, they will resonate with saying, gee, that woman looks good in that. I reckon if I buy the biggest sizes of that, I might actually look like her. You don't have to have large women modelling the clothes in the first place.
I think it is good to actually have diversity on the catwalk because you
and
know
that's
something.
A paid political announcement.
Society.
No, Fiona, I take absolutely on board what you're saying. This is us just being provocative. You understand?
You are
that?
Being cheeky, and honestly.
So what I was just going to say to you before about large women, women.
Well, can I catch up on a few things?
Yes, catch up, Don.
Because I want to know if there's anything happening in your matrimonial thing.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Johnny,
what?
Johnny, that was directed at you. Has there been anything in that meeting you've been having over the past few weeks? Any settlement?
Oh, my God.
In my matrimonial?
Oh, well, it's not matrimonial. Well, it's similar. There's alimony, I suppose.
Oh.
Money passing hands.
What is this, mate? The thing
well,
that
I've been
told
away
you?
For 4 weeks and this thing's been going on, this secret meeting...
No, I...
I want to get an update. When it was
I'm not
be
allowed. I don't think I'm allowed to discuss it. I had some legal business to attend to with the person that used to be on this podcast, and I don't think I can mention it. I have to have that clear. I'd like to mention it,
okay.
But I'm not sure.
Can I ask you another question? You've been away over in... Did you attend Neil Curley's funeral?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I went over with
who?
Eddie... What about the plane system? Mr. Joyce and Mr. Joyce, those two boys, airline, and Virgin are worse probably, I don't know. Seriously, the planes get cancelled, the times get shoved back, you get pushed onto different seats. Anyhow, don't worry about all that. Over to Neil Curley's. I went over with Eddie, who spoke. Eddie's become... Eddie
really?
Now speaks at any major function, whether it be marriage, death or bar mitzvahs.
Was he asked to speak?
Of course he was, because he's brilliant. He was fantastic.
Was he the MC or is he asked?
He wasn't the MC. A Mark Soderberg or someone who does sport for... Adelaide Television, I don't know. Mark was good. It was a very good service, very good and very good speakers.
Did you meet anybody or anyone come and say hello to you?
Shut up, Don. I'm getting round to it, you numbskull. So I'm standing there and this...
What, in a group?
Shush, Don, shush.
Preening, virtuous, pandering show mannequin, otherwise known as the head of the AFL, Gil McLachlan. What?
What did you call him?
A preening, virtuous, pandering show mannequin.
Why?
Because he's full of...
So did you... Hang on, did you talk?
No, so I saw it. No, I didn't speak to him.
Why? You've got a coffee going on. You've got a coffee...
Because he inserted himself into something that had nothing to do with him a year ago about this podcast, and he was just
being... What, the Nicky Winmar thing?
Yeah, he was being virtuous. Now, that's all right to mention that, Phoebe. He was being virtuous and showing that he's woke and it had nothing to do with him, and he is seriously...
I just wonder, I was thinking on my trip away, Fiona, how that money is going to be divided up that we pay to the Michael Long Foundation.
Yeah.
I just wonder what's happening.
They were going to make Nikki an ambassador of the AFL, an Indigenous ambassador. No, and this is all right to discuss this. This is quite.
This is part of the.
And we were quite happy for the AFL to put in $100,000, which we got fined. I don't know how Mr. McLaughlin, on the basis of a phone call, could commit the AFL to $100,000 just on the strength of a phone call. And we were hoping that our money and their money would go to providing Nikki with an ambassadorial role. I'm not sure how that went, and I haven't had any update on it.
But is your AFL...
Okay, let's move on. Yes, next right. topic, because well I've done. Got no, the timer. No, I've got well, the timer
finished
running.
Yet. I
have
want
the
to know about
running.
The coffee.
No, Don, I haven't had coffee. I've got a feeling I won't be having coffee with the head of the AFL.
Yeah, but is he having a coffee with Sam or John?
No, he called me John. He said, hello, John. Never call me John ever in my life. Now, Phoebe, before we lose you your job, go ahead. Can I ask you a very... please don't think I'm being grubby.
Go on.
No, please don't. You were talking about how changing things are with... No,
be careful.
Well, you talk about this is Kim Kardashian and big bums and how and it's things are changing and it used to be this and that. I can't ask you this.
Can I ask you, Don?
You ever go out with women? In the past, we went out with women, let's say, we went out with women who hitherto, who didn't have, what do you call
Come
it?
Come on, what?
Brazilian. You know,
what
there
a
was
Brazilian?
Now, people are completely denuded down in that era.
Oh!
No, Phoebe.
Go on.
This is the great, there's not one woman walking around, I don't reckon, that goes out with people that hasn't had a Brazilian. It's completely denuded of anything that looks like hair.
Okay, so we're talking about waxing here and, you know, or hair removal. Sam, it just comes down to personal choice. It's not something that I give moment of thought to.
I'm not asking you to give it. I know... plenty of people who talk about they say when we were going out there was a bit of hair bush down
but
there
waxing and, wasn't around
waxing that's what I'm saying and now
have you had your legs waxed?
No, Don.
I have, and it is very,
you can't
very,
find a woman these days with a feather anywhere near her
well what
region.
Amazes me about this is I've had my legs waxed. And I reckon it's horrific. My body went into shock the way they ripped the hair off. I can only imagine
ripping
what
the
it'd be like around the genitals.
Ripping the hair out of your flange.
Yes.
God, you rip the hair out of your minions. God. Here you go. You'll end up doing breaking the world high jump record.
Next topic.
Right, all right. Thank you.
Hang on.
No, we should ring Rex again.
The timer is on. Next topic.
Righto. So,
are you going to watch Neighbours, the final episode ever on Thursday evening?
You must be joking.
And
I've never watched one episode of it ever.
That's not to say I won't be watching it, but that's when Kylie and Jason are back together.
Yes.
Good on them, and I think it's fantastic that they've decided to
What's
do
he
that.
Do now, Jason Donovan?
Lives in London. And he's a very successful stage performer, does musical theatre.
Now,
very successful.
Tell you what we're going to do.
What about the other? Oh, Craig McLaughlin's in trouble.
He hasn't
How
come back
for the
final episode.
How many people came out of Neighbours that went?
Should Craig McLaughlin be in trouble, or is this another
Oh, you know
Me
what,
Too
that's
thing?
That's still something that's...
Can't
there's
speak
still
about
some,
it.
Yeah, there's
right.
still some legal
Okay, hang on.
There.
Fiona, what other people? You mentioned Kylie Minogue. Who got their start in what do you call Neighbours and went on?
Lots of people.
Like, give me a couple more names.
Well, Guy Pearce.
Really?
Yes.
He was in it.
He's back for the final episode as well. Guy Pearce has gone on to an amazing acting career.
Yeah.
Delta Goodrum got her
really?
Start. She was trying to get a break as a singer, and she had that first album recorded, and you know she launched her first album while she was part of Neighbours. It was
a great
opportunity for her. Jesse Spencer, he's a young actor who was on Neighbours. He played Billy Kennedy and has gone on to a very successful TV career in America.
Oh,
there's quite a lot. Margot Robbie is Margot Robbie, very good example. Margot Robbie, who is such a powerhouse in Hollywood at the moment.
Really?
She got her. She had done
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Did you see her when she made her green appearance?
Well, she had done one TV show before she joined Neighbours. Neighbours was the show that gave her a big national profile, and she left Neighbours after 3 years and went to America and pretty much booked a TV show straight off that, and then, and as Sam points out, without too much delay, was suddenly starring alongside Leonardo DiCaprio.
Gunadar. Who's the model that came
That's Erica Baxter and Miranda Kerr. The two of them are from Gunadar.
She came out of Gunadar.
Yes.
God. Well, what they wouldn't have good-looking genes in the loins of the men up there that
is
would
cheap.
Produce people like her. Now, Don, the fascinating thing about doing this for the last 35 minutes is watching Phoebe wondering where and what topics we're going to speak about, because she, I could see her processing and think, I can't engage in this conversation. It's not something that because she has to be careful about it.
She's got a job.
I'm just sitting here watching fantastic. You two, and it's like, you know what? Where am I going to end up getting in trouble sitting here with you?
Well, you could be finishing on 3. You're on 3AW. You're right on a Sunday morning. You might be like us, out of work.
You've got to understand, this is guilt by association. While Phoebe hasn't said anything controversial or anything that might get her into trouble, it's probably just sitting here listening to this.
Exactly.
Her employer might say to her, what are you doing? No, so we're going beautifully. Now, listen.
It's amazing. I'm looking forward to having coffee with you two.
Now, listen.
It's amazing who listens to this.
Don, please.
What?
We've got an interview.
Shout-outs.
Don, listen. We've got an interview coming up with a bloke.
Who?
I'm about to say who.
Well, you're fumbling. You don't even know who it is.
We've got.
No, you've buggered this up.
We've got Cameron Miller coming in.
Who's he?
His son.
You've done a pre-recording.
His son had two heart transplants and died. Oh. And we're going to do an interview him. We interviewed him last week, but we had to legal some of the things that he and I and Phoebe said. Well, not we said. He said, mentioned a couple of things that we had to have legaled. So we've taken them out of the interview. Okay. Very interesting interview about his son. And so that interview will be coming up at the end. So the reason I mentioned that is we have just spoken about very peripheral and soft topics here in the first part. We have so many things to speak about vaccines, Australia Day, the Sea Eagles and the Pride Jumper, the fact that the captain of a football club was sacked for vaping during the game. These are the topics we're going to mention. The fact that the New Zealand is going to ban smoking, can you believe it, in the country, and we're thinking of doing the same here in Victoria, I think. How you can ban smoking has got me beyond. The complete controversy about the vaccines and their damage that the vaccines are doing, this COVID vaccine that never gets reported, but it is a huge problem around the world because they've never been tested.
You're going to talk about him.
Who?
The Premier of Victoria. What he was doing while I was away is just on the verge.
So we'll just tease that. The Premier of Victoria has been found out in his government to be the most corrupt, dishonest people. He has conceded that they've been corrupt and dishonest. And this started, if you wouldn't mind me saying this, by him lying about the fact that playing golf was bad for your health. And I did that protest up on the steps of that was the first indication, and then they went on with it with the iCook Foods.
I was just going to say, what's the latest on iCook?
The iCook Foods disgrace, where they ran a private enterprise business out of office to have their community chef, their government-run community chef organisation put in, and that is the most disgraceful thing. They gave Brett Sutton, the Victorian Health Minister, immunity from actually being questioned questioned about what his role in that was. They are an absolute disgrace, and how they would ever stay in government and
well,
power
the police
is beyond
are in
me.
Their pocket.
He answers no questions, and it is a complete sham. And it's almost cringeworthy to be living in the state, but we love our state. But we hope someone else will run it shortly, whether it be someone else from the party that he represents or some other party altogether. It is a disgrace. And as for Sally Capp, seriously, as for Sally Capp wanting to change Australia Day or disband on it, could anyone else, including the AFL, go out of their way to try and divide this country when there's no need to divide it? They are just pompous, arrogant, trumped-up sycophants. And
is it Sally Capp or is it her councillors? Because her councillors live in Hipsterville.
Well, how about she grows some gonads and says, no, this country is here because it's great and don't keep dividing it. All right.
So well, okay. Take a deep breath.
Yes. All right. Well, we take.
You've had a little bit to say.
I know. I was going to go down to the serious topics. We've done the light-hearted stuff.
I want the alarm to ring.
Well, you see, the thing is, I set the alarm a bit later.
Oh, why?
So we're running an alarm.
I want to just have one final.
Go on.
Here, I'm driving down the freeway, and there's a big sign up with four men with spraying crap under their arms, and it's got tradie deodorant. What is the marketing rationale between?
I think it's been very successful. It's caught your attention. So they did. That's exactly what
I'm
they've
not,
done.
I'm not.
Oh, congratulate them.
I'm not. Hey, I'm not running down tradie deodorant. I'm saying, who would come up with the concept that they'd think showing men spraying tradie deodorant, that's the trademark. What about Christian Dior perfume? Or
why?
Isn't it meant to be fragrant? What
it's
sort
more
of
manly, the tradie.
So it's just designed at men spraying their arms, not women. Do women use deodorant?
Yes, of course.
Of course
we
they do.
Do.
Would you buy tradie deodorant?
Well,
would you
no.
buy tradie deodorant?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry,
how do you know?
I
know because the fragrance might be very appealing.
When you go into a store, often it's the name or the appearance of. Say, for example, if you're buying a fragrance, you know, often it's the name, it's the brand, it's the appearance of the bottle that make you attracted to it in the first instance.
That's
you know
exactly
this, Don.
Exactly my point.
I would be honest. I have not smelt this product.
It probably smells great.
It probably does smell great. But if you're
exactly
asking
the
me,
point. If you walk into a perfumery or you're going through duty free shopping at the airport and you've got Christian Dior and all the other ones and the fragrances and there's beautiful bottles and you see tradie with blokes in underpants spraying their arms, you think, fuck, who would buy that?
Probably,
and
there's probably
I'm not
lots of people
it.
Who will buy it.
Exactly, tradies. They're everywhere. They're working on the tunnel.
But it's not meant for me, I would say, that
no,
advertising.
It's not meant,
it's
for,
not meant
you.
For me. It's
so fancy meant for making a product that's only selectively aimed at a certain section of the community. If that seems what it is. I'd like to know if any woman that's ever bought tradie deodorant.
Well, maybe they've bought it for their man.
Yeah, maybe. What about?
Why don't you try? Why don't you go and buy a stick of it and tell us and give us a review on it?
Oh, I might too, Don. I'm sure it's
because you wear those blue.
Get in the car.
What do you call those?
Drive
blue
to Chemist
singlets?
Warehouse. They have the biggest range of fragrances. Chemist Warehouse is where you go. They've got the biggest range of fragrances. Go
Chemist
for a drive.
Warehouse.
Yeah, he shouts out. He's a very keen listener of ours. We can't mention his name, but he's a very keen.
Why
listener
doesn't he
of
back
ours.
Us?
We've got a lot of shout outs. Percy Jones said Mick Sheehan took Mick Sheehan. Said,
what do you say? Come
well,
on,
said, why are you listening to that crap? This is us.
Who? Sheehan said that. Percy.
Yeah, that he used to be on this podcast, Mick.
Why did he get
and
off?
Mick's obviously still listening because he said, oh, I see you threw me under the bus again last week. So Mick's still listening. So a shout out to Mick.
Okay, this is not a shout out. This is actually a serious question to you both. Scams. Scams on your phone, text message scams that you get. I have been sitting here this morning with you two while we've been canvassing an array of diverse topics. While I have been sitting here, yet another scam message has turned up on my phone. This time it is from some horrendous organisation pretending to be from Medicare, which
That's
obviously
it.
They're not.
Yep.
asking or encouraging me to click through to a very dodgy link. It is unbelievable how many scams are out there. It's really dangerous.
Why can't that be policed by higher authorities who've got every surveillance activity at their disposal? Because what you do is you ignore the medical, those things, and then suddenly you realise one or two of them are legitimate after you get a fine saying you haven't paid your bill because you just click them off because you think they're all scams.
It's shocking. It's unbelievable the number of scams that are in the market.
I got one for the postal, and disregarded, as you said, John, and then I got a call. The other one is that I didn't realise, but the police or Vic Roads sent me a thing about notification of a fine. Yep. For, this is bullshit. So I disregarded it, but it wasn't bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. That's so you don't know whether to respond.
Exactly
and if
right.
If you respond, they get all your details.
Could be so
we
careful.
Just finish on a very light note. You'll think that I'm condoning this, but I'm not. A man was pulled up with an Esky on the side of his...
Yes.
He blew.
Hang on, in his car or motorbike or what?
His car. He was driving his car and he got pulled up on the Frankston Freeway, I think. He blew, Don. 2.55.
Really?
2.55.
Was he pissed?
Was he pissed?
Oh, my God.
What an achievement. He should be given a medal.
No, he should not.
It's like the woman who was caught doing 249 kilometres an hour up the freeway in a Volkswagen. They shouldn't put monuments up to those people.
To be honest with you, they should be put in jail.
You know that's tongue-in-cheek.
I know it's tongue-in-cheek.
2.55. Could you... You couldn't even recognise a car, let alone open the door.
So
and
was he
in.
Drinking driving? Was he actually drinking whilst he was driving?
Yeah, he had the Esky beside him and he was
But Sam, that is the thing that's frightening, that somewhere along the line, in that highly inebriated state, that the decision is made to drive a car. Unbelievable. And also I just read these stories and I think to myself, thank God someone wasn't actually killed. It's one of those things that every time I read a story like that, I just think, thank God no one was... Yeah, I just think, thank God no one was killed.
2.55. That is it. You couldn't drink anymore.
Can we continue this conversation? Right.
The time
coffee?
Has gone off.
Right, thank you.
Right, here we go. I don't know none of any of this is. Here we go. Now we're going to play this now. Hang on. Here we go.
Late at night, I'm worried because you ain't